1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pick up sticks. So welcome here to the pre-show for today, the 29th. I got to turn this goddamn so you're not looking at like just one half of my head. Not that I'm the best looking guy in the world, but you're paying to see the guy, right? So, you know, this thing about this video, using the iPhone, I mean, we've had an $11,000 TriCaster video computer for many years. And this all goes back to when I used to do the show live. I don't think when I was in Miami, I did not do the show live all that much out in public. I did occasional remotes, but nothing, not as much as I do when I got to Los Angeles. When I got to Los Angeles, they had me out doing shit all the time. The Museum of Radio and Television. Notably, a comment was made when I was at Premier Radio. Somebody said, boy, if we could build bleachers, we could build bleacher seats and have them watch you, Phil, this would be great. So I had it in my head that this was an attraction. This was money, you know, so that we would, when we finally went and got the show and started doing it digitally, that I decided we would, video was the way to go. So we invested in a lot of really good video tech for the show. And then comes the comment that I've heard many times, and I understand this comment, which is people saying, I don't want to watch you do it, man. I'm trying to drop any names, but well, I had dinner with Billy Connolly and Billy's wife and Dwight Yoakam. Yeah, that's right. I'm dropping a bunch of names here. And Kate Hudson and her husband at the time, the guy from Counting Crows. I forget his name. I actually had dinner with all these people one night. Where? In Hollywood. This was set up by Dwight Yoakam, one of the nicest people in the whole wide world. I haven't talked to Dwight in many years, but the whole reason why I'm bringing this goddamn thing up is Dwight said, you got to watch Phil do this. And Billy said, Mr. Connolly said, no, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see him do it. He was really, really, he was extolling a show that I'd done where Steve Bozell was upset that there was a treehouse next door that could see through the window of his bathroom. They could see him taking a shit. So Steve went over and chopped down the tree that the treehouse was in. Unbeknownst to him, one of the crippled kids had gone up a wheelchair ramp and was up there as the thing went down. And Mr. Connolly said that that was one of his favorite shows. That was really fucking funny. And when Dwight said, you ought to watch Phil do it, he said, no, I don't want to see it. And he's a pretty sharp guy and very, very one of the great comic minds that we have. And he weighing in that way. And I have to tell you, I agree more with those people than I do with the people who like to watch it, you know. Whoever they may be. And I don't know however many there are, really, of our subscribers. I don't know how many people watch the video. I don't know if they even give a shit. Some days we'll say, we didn't fire it off properly. We didn't edit it properly. There was a problem. And every now and again, every few months, we'll say, oh, we don't have a video for the show tonight. And I don't know that we ever hear from people saying, hey, what happened to the video of the show? Having said all of that, welcome to our video. I had started this show earlier, but then I got on the phone with Jackie. I'm just back from Florida, just this morning, got in. Uneventful flight, JetBlue, great. JetBlue is a great airline in the air. There's no better airline in the air. These guys are the greatest. I love their service. I like them personally. I think they're a lot of fun. I think the airline is great. I think the flights are always... L.A. to Fort Lauderdale, man, how much better can it get? I mean, to be able to avoid Miami, just the airport is miraculous. But on the ground, JetBlue sucks ass, man. They stink. Their fucking baggage handling blows a dead ape. Their fucking ticket counter is a fucking mess. I'm sorry, you guys, but like in Fort Lauderdale, you've got one fucking... I fly JetBlue a lot, so I'm a member of what they call their Mosaic Club, okay? That means because I fly them a lot. I spend a lot of fucking money with them, so... You get express check-in. Well, what's express about it, man, when I'm standing there with 9,000 other fucking people and you only got two people at the fucking desk working it, you know? Bullshit. Yes, I'm complaining. Yes. And people say, well, what are you going to do? Motherfucker, I pay for that fucking service. Bullshit. Then you stand around waiting for the goddamn fucking bags to come down the road. I understand It's the COVID world we're living in. Understaffed, overworked. I get it. I'm not bitching at the workers. I'm talking to you, JetBlue. Where are you? Right there. Bust out some of the fucking money that you're making hand over fist, and don't tell me you're not because you are, and start paying more people, bring more people online, or pay the people you got more money, or do something, anything, to make sure the quality of your service. Don't give me this bullshit at the end of the fucking flight. I hear the people say, and remember, ladies and gentlemen, we give a survey. We certainly do hope that you say something nice about us. Well, what the fuck, you know, you poor guys that are the flight attendants and the pilots and the ground people, you're the ones that get the heat. And you shouldn't. Because you're being asked to do 50 times more fucking work than you were before this goddamn pandemic started. Jesus, there goes my... You know, and... Shouldn't this be the show? No, probably not. Oh, look at this, man. My camera went cuckoo.
My camera went cuckoo.
It's a little cockeyed, man. Is it cuckoo or cockeyed? There it is. Cockeyed sounds so obscene. All right. I'm Cockeye the Sailor Man. I live in a garbage can. Unless you were a little boy in the early 60s, as I was, you probably wouldn't recognize that song, but maybe kids today have a variation on that. Back then it was, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man, I live in a garbage can, I eat all the worms and something something, and I don't eat spinach. All right, so there's my, I'm not going to go any further on the whole JetBlue thing. Margaret, what are we doing?
Well, tonight, Phil, I thought we'd bring on Jason J. Delmonico.
Holy Jesus, what's the story with you, friend? Are you going to make that boy sing?
Jason, you like singing.
Yeah, I do. I like to sing, General. I don't like people breathing on me and a lot of things like that.
What does that mean, breathing on you?
Mom, every time I'm singing, you're just going, yeah, Jason, come on. And you're breathing all over me. And Dad does, too.
Hey, that's no way to speak about. Listen to it. I raised it. Jesus. All right, so what we're going to do here is we're going to get him singing some karaoke, right? Now, what are the Christmas songs? Yeah, karaoke, baby. Here we go. Karaoke. Nat King Cole karaoke. Is this karaoke version? Yeah, let's listen to this. Blow it out your ass. No, you guys are great. I love you. Misery Slims, love you. Here we go. Listen to it, will you? Here's my son. Go ahead, Jason.
Okay, I will. Here's our son, Jason J. Delmonico, singing the Christmas song.
Okay, here it goes.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. The fact that Jason J. Delmonico sings that good kills me. Just fucking kills me! Should we start? I think we should. I think we should. Oh, fuck me. Wait a minute. What are you doing, Henry? All right, here we go.